Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hi, it's Gary here with a special edition of Pick of the Pops dedicated to a broadcasting giant, our friend Steve Wright, who we sadly lost this week. On numerous occasions over the last 40 years, I've sat in for Steve when he was on holiday, and I'm still finding it hard coming to terms as to why I'm in for him for just one final day today. I'm coming to you live from Wogan House in London. It's a place that Steve called home for 26 years. He spent more time in this building than anyone else. We've been celebrating his life on Radio 2 all week, but it's today when we really feel the loss, as we come to the point in the Radio 2 schedule where Steve should be kicking off the show for millions of people up and down the country. Steve was a friend, a colleague, a true radio pioneer. Broadcasting was Steve's life. And over four decades, all he focused on was making the best possible shows for his listeners. He took on the hosting duties for Pick of the Pops last year. In fact, I was listening to him just last Saturday thinking how brilliant he was sounding. He loved presenting this show. He made it his own, and you could tell he was having a lot of fun with it. So, we felt the best way to remember him this Saturday on Pick of the Pops was to celebrate the years when he started broadcasting on the BBC. First on Radio 1 in 1980, and then moving on to Radio 2 in 1996. Steve, this is for you.
Now, Pick of the Pops on BBC Radio 2.
Some big things we were introduced to in 1980. The Rubik's Cube made its debut at a toy fair in London and became the most seen item on coffee tables throughout the 80s. I never could do it. The Post-it note went on sale. Handy sticky yellow squares. Do you still use them? I do. Camcorders and fax machines are first made available in Japan. Coming up this hour, a track from the most successful songwriter to come out of Cleethorpes, a cover of a track first released by the Ronettes in 1963, and a new entry from Blondie that would become number one. And as I just mentioned, 1980 was the year that Steve Wright presented his first show on Radio 1.
That's who it is.
Well, now, firstly, thank you very much for tuning in. We really appreciate it, and it's wonderful to be here on Radio 2. 88 to 91 FM, Radio 2 from the BBC. I have to get used to saying that. This show, by the way, is for anybody who wants to listen. You don't have to be any particular sex or any particular age. You could be male, female, you can be a pet, if you like. You don't have to be young, you don't have to be old. It's for anybody who wants to listen. So it's a show for you. It's a show for people of all ages, and we appreciate you listening.
Aircheckdownloads.com.